welcome to The Intersection here on GabNet. If you want to join the conversation and join the fun, all you have to do is go to GabNet.net. That's GABNET.NET. And click on my name, Amy Manuel, on the right-hand side of the page where it says Zoom links. You'll see Alex's name first, and then you'll see my name, Amy Manuel. And wow, I probably shouldn't hit the table. That would be a good thing not to do. All right, now it is Friday night, and there's been some news. Apparently, Ghislaine Maxwell got limited immunity if she doesn't lie. And Trump said, I haven't thought about it, when it asked if he was going to pardon her. Which, of course, means that's all he's thought about. We got to pardon her. Or, you know, she could just, you know, we got to let her out of there so that we can kill her. Or maybe they'll kill her while she's in prison. And I really am kind of stunned at anyone who didn't already know that Trump was in the Epstein file. I mean, didn't we? How many pictures and videos and stories that so many of the victims have told that included Donald Trump? And the 24 women that were over 18 that have accused Donald Trump of sexual assault and or rape. You know, sexual abuse. He lost. A jury found him guilty of sexual abuse, because that is the term used in New York for rape. Sexual abuse. A jury found him liable. Liable. They said he did it. They found in favor of the E. Jean Carroll. And, you know, it's important. She is not the only one. Many women have accused him. And there was one who was, she was 14. She was brought to Trump by Epstein. This is, you know, it's court documents have been filed. She filed under a Jane Doe kind of thing, not using her real name because she was scared. But here comes Charlie. So we have at least one person today. Yay! Hey, mm-hmm. Charlie. Hey, Charlie's girlfriend. Off to the side there, she's hiding. Oh, yeah. Here comes Alan.
She'll help me with the trivia, though.
Oh, good. Hey, Alan. And is this going to be it, or we got more people coming?
Well, Charlie's here, too.
Yeah, that's what I meant in addition to the two of you.
I think Wayne will be here.
Should we give him?
I guess we're just never going to see Brian again.
What about Ray? We haven't seen Ray in a while. We haven't seen Scott, I understand, is back in Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's finally over 100 degrees here, so he's probably.
I mean, is Iowa any better right now?
Actually, I don't think so, because I think the majority of the country's over 100 degrees these days.
Yeah, well, I know they were having a huge heat wave in the Northeast and the Midwest. Yeah. So, I mean, Iowa would be Midwest.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Weather's been nice in the Bay Area for a summer. It's
so
been
funny that you're talking about it being in the 70s there when a couple of months ago it was like 100 degrees there.
Yes. Yeah, somebody's got everything mixed up. It's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for a quote that someone quoted to me for a Molly Ivins quote. So I have this little book that my son gave me. Molly Ivins, she did say that. And it's just Molly Ivins quotes. And I found one that I feel like I could use so many times. And it was about a former congressman from my district, Dick Armey. Of whom she said, "If ignorance ever goes for $40 a barrel, I want drilling rights on that man's head." So the quote that I was looking for to see who, because I thought it was about Dick Armey, but not, apparently not Dick Armey. That was a different quote that was about Dick Armey. It was the
Different
drilling,
vein.
huh? The quote that someone responded to one of my Blue Sky posts was, quote, "If his IQ drops any lower, we're going to have to water him twice a day."
God, yes. I always say his IQ is the temperature of a room on a cold day.
Yeah.
I like if his IQ drops any lower, we're gonna have to
This will be underground.
water him twice a day. A good Groucho Marx joke said, "There's a man with an open mind. I can feel the breeze from here."
That's right. That's right. I
Well,
sent
okay.
a text. I waited till after the show and between shows, so it's a cute. I was in a Chinese restaurant with my sister and brother-in-law, and my sister noticed a sign next to the restroom sign that says capacity 85 people.
I see. Mexico.
And so I sent it to everybody in the group,
I see it.
and I thought, oh, that is. I got to take that picture and put it out there.
Yeah, so there's a restroom sign and it says maximum room capacity, 85 persons.
Right, 85 people.
Oh,
My
look, here
sister is
comes
laughing, and
Ray.
I go, oh, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. It is pretty funny. You know, if you think about it.
Oh, see? All you had to do was mention them.
Yeah, there you go. I've been wondering where you
Hello.
been.
Hey, Ray.
Oh, I'm in this play I've been rehearsing for Shakespeare. It's kicking my ass.
Which play?
The Taming of the Shrew. I should
Oh,
be
my
working on my lines right
favorite.
now.
I love The Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah.
And even more the musical version, Kiss Me, Kate.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies. I
Hey, if
love.
Scott and
Yeah.
Wayne get on, that'll be everybody.
Not everybody, but I mean, we could always use more. And so,
Yeah.
if you want to join the fun, because we're about to get into the trivia, all you have to do is go to GabNet Live. Not GabNet Live. GabNet.net. That's GabNet.net. Look on the right-hand side of the page and click on my name, Amy Manuel, just under Alex's name, under Zoom links. And you can join the fun and join us here on the intersection. We're going to have fun. We're going to do trivia. And all right, pick a color. Your choices are green, pink, blue, purple, yellow, or orange.
Orange.
Orange. Orange it is. All right. Let's get this started. Category is also known as. What is the more common name of the Roland Garros tournament, won by Rafael Nadal for a record-breaking 9th time in 2014.
It's not going to be as easy as last night's
Roman Garros?
Wimbledon? I don't know. Wimbledon?
The French Open.
I was about to say that.
I knew it had to be one of the big four.
I was going to say the French Open.
Yeah. Which NFL team played in Invesco Field at Mile High Stadium until Sports Authority, the national retailer, bought the naming rights in 2011?
Got to be Denver Broncos, huh?
Yeah.
That would be correct. All right. Which Triple Crown race, nicknamed for Run for the Black-Eyed Susans, celebrated its 140th birthday in 2015?
Kentucky Derby?
Preakness.
The Preakness, okay.
Preakness.
Okay, so I should have mentioned that orange is sports. Do you want to go with a different color?
Yes.
Why?
I thought you might.
Why? Well, because I'll just sit here and fall asleep.
We'll go for a different color.
All right. Let me pick the color,
Charlie.
Let me do this. Instead of giving you colors, I'll give you what the colors mean.
Okay. Yeah, when you asked us to pick a color, I had no idea what the colors were going to be.
All right, so, and this is from memory. Green is science. Pink is arts and entertainment. Blue is geography. Purple, I think, is literature. Yellow, I cannot remember what yellow is. And orange is sports. I think yellow is history. That's what it is. Yellow is history. Yeah.
Is this Trivial Pursuit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I have whole decks that are just one color. Because this is a newer mid-2000s set.
I haven't played Trivial Pursuit since my kids grew up. We used to play it all the time.
Yeah, so now that you know what those colors mean, what's your color choice?
Arts, well, if you don't like sports, let's do science.
All right, science it is.
I wish Charlie can get them all right.
Right.
I was just gonna say
Charlie can get all of them right, no matter what the category. Charlie is really good at trivia.
Alan got some. Charlie got some. Wayne got some.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ray gets a lot too. Ray is really good as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. It's gonna be Ray and Charlie answering the questions. Go with the questions.
All right. So this category is food news. Which artificial coloring did Heineken remove from its Newcastle Ale in 2015, even though it's approved by the FDA?
Red number
red,
four.
Red dye something.
Number four or whatever.
Red dye number two.
No.
No.
Green dye. I don't know.
Caramel.
Caramel?
Caramel.
They replaced it with roasted malt.
Wow.
Didn't even know that was a color.
Neither did I.
Well, caramel apparently is a color.
Okay.
I mean, when you think of it in paint, I'm sure I've seen caramel colored paint. But red, yeah, green, black, caramel blue. Food coloring, they replaced it with roasted malt.
Okay.
Okay.
To give it
a color.
Who
the hell would know that?
Wow.
I mean, you go into a restroom and the restroom's not clean. It looks like caramel, right? No, never mind.
Oof. Gross.
What dark, sweet Brazilian crop was so ravaged by witch's broom disease that scientists launched a project in 2000 to find a cure? Sweet Brazilian crop.
sugar cane.
No.
Sweet Brazilian crop.
Sweet bananas? I don't know.
It's not actually sweet.
Oh.
Plantains?
The answer was cocoa.
Cocoa. Okay.
What the hell? That's not sweet.
Yeah, cocoa is not sweet unless you add sugar to it or dates.
What a bad question.
Yeah.
What energy food? Let's go with it. Let's just ditch this whole thing here. Oh, wait. We got Wayne now.
Oh, Wayne joined us. Okay.
All right.
I told you he was going to be here.
There we go. There we go. All right. So, should we go back to the super easy ones?
Let's do the super easy ones. We were just talking about what food color did they take out of toilet paper?
No.
No.
All right.
Let's go back to easy ones.
All right. In what city is UCLA located?
Los Angeles.
Santa Monica.
Los Angeles.
I'm kidding.
LA.
I wasn't sure to tell you the truth.
University of California, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What is the name of Jerry Seinfeld's neighbor and arch enemy who is a postman by profession?
Newman.
Newman.
Newman. Jerry.
Country is the tennis player Rafael Nadal from?
Spain.
Spain.
That is correct. What keyboard shortcut is used to save a document?
Control S.
Control S is
or Command S on a Mac.
Ah.
Where'd you get these?
All right. Well, it was good to see you.
All right. I tell you what. Since we've got so many, I'm going to go around the room. One at a time. All right. Wayne, I'm going to start with you, Wayne. How many baby teeth does a child usually have?
I'm 20.
That is correct.
Oh, jeez. That was a total guess.
Alan.
That was a good guess. I was thinking it was 19.
An uneven number.
Alan, which president resigned after the infamous Watergate scandal?
Oh, God.
Tricky Dick Nixon.
That is correct. Charlie, how many months of the year have 31 days?
Seven.
That is correct. How many, let's see, where am I?
Ray.
All right, Ray. For some reason now, the y'all keep moving and the boxes won't stay stationary, and that's driving me a little crazy. Maybe it's because, let's go with that. There we go.
Gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now everybody should stay in place because it's hard when I'm trying to use where y'all are located on the screen to know who's next if you keep moving around on me. All right. Ray.
Yo.
How many Gospels are there in the New Testament?
Four. Four.
Four is correct. I should have known that.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is correct.
I'm glad somebody knew and that wasn't for me.
Well, you know, I spent all of those years going to Christian private schools.
I'm Catholic, so I know all that crap.
Yeah. I was Catholic.
I was too.
Well, I went to a Catholic high school for 1 year, and I went to an Episcopal elementary school for 4 years.
Catholic light.
And I went to a Methodist nursery school, which is Episcopal light.
Anti-Catholic.
No, there's they're
Episcopal
like...
light, Catholic light, and Catholic.
Right. Yeah. So I went further and further to the Catholic side as I got older. But in between, though, I went to public schools. All right. Now, I think I'm back to Wayne. What is the Indian Hindi language film industry known as?
Curry. Oh, no.
This is Wayne.
Don't know.
I know.
Well,
can I say it?
Sure.
Sure.
Bollywood.
Okay, Bollywood. Ray.
Now they moved around again.
Yeah, they moved around. Yeah. Yeah.
Because Ray raised his hand.
Yeah, Ray's very sad.
Because you have to have it in gallery, not multi-speaker.
Oh, I have it in gallery, but when you raise your hand, it puts you up to the top corner.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh, look! Yeah, look at that! My little
yeah,
hand.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Okay, oh, so Lord, don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
And now he's on the bottom again.
On mine, I'm on the top.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. Just don't do the hand race thing because that throws me.
I didn't know about that.
All right, Alan. What kind of animal is Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia? A-S-L-A-N.
I have no idea. I don't even know what language you're speaking.
The Chronicles of
I
Narnia.
I know what an animal is, and that's where you lost me after that.
All right. The Chronicles of Narnia is a book series, one of which is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So what kind of animal is Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia?
A lion.
Correct. Okay.
Still don't know. It was a guess.
All right. Charlie, what does the acronym FBI stand for?
The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And
I thought it was
Ray.
Forever Bother the Italians.
In what year did World War I end?
It ended?
It ended in 1947.
World War One.
Oh, World War One! Shit! Sorry, shit. I'm not paying attention. It ended in 1918.
That is correct. All right, Ray. What is the largest city in South America?
That was me, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1918 was Ray, wasn't it?
Right. So I'm on Wayne.
Wayne. Yeah.
What is the largest city in South America by population?
San Paulo.
That is correct.
Mexico City?
No, that's not in South America.
Oh, well, it's south for me. And in Northern America, that's true.
Geography.
Fuck. Sao Paulo, okay.
Yeah. All right, Alan, what is the first name of Bill Gates' wife? Ex-wife now. Her name appears in the name
Melinda?
Of the foundation.
Close. That's close, Alan.
I think you got it right. What'd you say?
That sounded right to me.
Yeah, there's a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I thought you said Melissa. Sorry.
Yeah, he got it right.
Right. Unplug your hearing aid.
You know, that year that I spent at a Catholic high school, Melinda Gates was a year ahead of me. She was there too.
Son of a gun.
I think
you
I knew
been
her.
Bill Gates' wife.
In fact, I know I knew her. It was a pretty small school. Erschline. All right.
She doesn't remember you, though.
No, she probably does not. She probably doesn't. And I haven't been to a reunion since the tenure.
I'm sure Patty Reagan doesn't remember me.
But I think she might have been married to him when I went to to the 20-year reunion. There was an event. I think it was at Melinda Gates' house. Mm. I think it was at Bill and Melinda's house in Dallas.
Must have been nice.
It was nice. All right.
Me.
Yes. Charlie, what do you call the Japanese ritual suicide performed in part by stabbing oneself in the stomach?
Harikari.
Harry Carey.
No, he's the announcer for the Cubs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it always makes me think of like Samurai Delicatessen.
Yeah. Yeah. Saturday Night Live.
All right.
You should have been on before the easy questions, Wayne.
All right. Ray.
Yo.
What is the difference between a pedicure and a manicure?
Give me a break.
It doesn't have anything
to do with
a
foot and a hand.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which is which?
Wayne, who famously lived at 221B Baker Street in London?
Ah, I know that one.
Me too.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Charlie, you want to answer this time?
Sure. Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is correct. Alan. Who was the first European to land in the Hawaiian Islands?
Christopher Columbus.
No.
No? And they got it wrong. I'm right. They're wrong.
Ray, you want to answer that one?
I think it was Cook.
That is correct.
Oh, I was going to say the Earl of Sandwich.
The Earl of Sandwich.
No, it was Cook. All right. And that was Alan, right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Charlie, who is the author of the James Bond novels?
Ian Fleming.
Correct. And Ray, in what city did Jim Morrison die and was buried?
Paris.
That is correct. All right, back to Wayne. How many countries does the U.S. share a border with?
Two.
Depends how you count it.
That is correct. Hey, Alan.
How many? Two, you said?
Only two.
No, said two.
Okay, what about American Samoa and...
But we don't share a border
There's
with
no
them.
Border. That's an island.
No, American Samoa.
It's an island.
Isn't Did it? You say the continental U.S.?
It says, how many countries does the U.S. share a border with?
No, but American Samoa is part of Samoa, and what is it shares a border on that same island with another country.
Oh, actually, Puerto Rico.
Your phone's ringing. There's somebody at your door, Ray.
Okay, sorry.
Puerto Rico's on the same island as Dominican Republic. And
no, that's Haiti.
No, that's Haiti.
Haiti and Dominican Republic are on Hispaniola.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? I think it was on Charlie.
No, that was...
Okay,
that was...
I'm Alan. In what city is the famous Copacabana district located?
In the Copa, New York?
No. Rio de Janeiro. Rio by the Sea.
On the Copa.
I was going to say Miami, so I wasn't wrong.
I learned.
That would have been a better guess, actually.
Either a jazz or a tap
dance.
The
Barry Manilow song.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
At the Copa.
Yep.
Copa Cabana.
All right. Charlie. On a couple's golden anniversary, how many years of marriage are celebrated?
50.
That is correct. And Ray, who directed the Godfather films?
Oh, what's his name? Coppola.
That is correct. Wayne, what is the last name of Sylvester Stallone's character in Rocky?
Balboa.
Yo, Adrian.
That is correct.
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rock.
All right. And Alan, what city is the historic center of the U.S. auto industry and the home headquarters of both General Motors and Ford?
Detroit.
Correct. Charlie, what is the capital of Portugal?
Lisbon.
Correct. And Ray, who directed the 1994 film Pulp Fiction?
Tarantino.
Correct.
Yep.
Wayne, what gives wine its red color?
Redness.
Red dye number 40.
Yeah. I don't know. Red grapes.
The skin of the grapes.
That's right. You said the skin of the grapes, and you're correct.
Yes.
I just said grapes.
He just said grapes.
Grapes is correct, because all juice inside a grape is white.
Yeah.
And they leave the skins in with the juice. And
to make it red, yeah.
And then they skim the skins out, and you got red wine.
Then you have white.
You were right by saying grapes.
Hmm. Yeah, that's iffy, I'd say.
Yeah, that's iffy, yeah.
All right, Alex.
This comes up for the first time in 3 months, and he's giving us a hard time.
This is serious business.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
This is
Alan. Your doorbell ringing, Ray?
Alan. Yeah. How many zeros are there in 10 billion?
Whoa.
10 is correct. Charlie, what color is the middle band of the German flag?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
As a wild guess, I'm going to say white.
Nope, it's red.
How many zeros are there if you have a orange band on a resistor? Just kidding.
The only flag I know is the American flag.
Ray.
What colors are on that?
Ray.
Yo.
What is the name of the Manhattan Arena where the ice hockey team, the New York Rangers, plays its home games?
Not the garden. I don't know.
Say that again?
I said the garden, but I don't think so.
No, give me the full name.
Madison Square Garden.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Everyone always calls it the garden. That's why.
All right. Wayne. How do you say Japan in Japanese?
Japan!
Yeah, I go with Ray on that one.
No, it's not. I was wrong. I know what it is. That's not what it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it, Ray?
Nippon.
Yep.
Nippon. That's why they call them little nips.
Yeah. Mm. That's why you can still watch repeats of McHale's Navy on TV.
Yeah.
And they're calling them nips. It's amazing. Yeah.
You can stream the whole series if you want now.
Yep.
I remember watching that. All right, Alan. How many Disney resorts are there in Europe?
Two.
Sure about that? One is correct.
No. Paris.
One in Paris.
Yeah. Paris. Yep.
I've been there.
Charlie, who painted the painting The Scream?
Hmm.
I got this wrong last time you said that. But
that was last night.
Oh. Munch.
Van Gogh.
Munch.
Munch is correct.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Somebody I never heard of. Okay.
Right.
I don't know why I know that.
Ray, how long does it take the Earth to rotate a half turn on its axis?
Ooh, that would take a half turn on its axis 12 hours.
That is correct. All right. When?
No, 180 days. No, sorry.
All right,
Wayne. Approximately 12 hours.
What is the chemical symbol for carbon dioxide?
Who's this?
You.
You.
Oh, CO2.
That is correct. Alan, what profession does the cartoon character Tintin have?
I don't know. He's a dog.
But he has a job.
I don't know. How come you give everybody else the easy question? I don't know. I wasn't much into cartoons. So.
He's a reporter.
Oh, I was going to say he's a policeman.
Wow. See, all right, Charlie. In what year did the Berlin Wall fall?
1991.
Nope.
I did that wrong last time.
1984?
No.
1988.
No, 89.
89 is correct.
89. Well, I was all around it.
All right, Ray. Who is the cat and who is the mouse in Tom and Jerry?
Oh, well, Tom is the cat and Jerry's the mouse.
Yeah. Okay, Wayne.
Tomcat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who married Prince William on April 29th, 2011?
Is it first name Kate?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know the last name.
Kate Middleton. Alan, who played Tom Iceman Kaczynski in the 1986 film Top Gun?
Val Kilmer.
Correct.
Good answer. See, you yep. got it right. That wasn't that easy.
Charlie, what is the U.S. president's official country residence just north of Washington, D.C. in Maryland called?
Camp David.
Correct. And Ray, what is the name of the band that Bruce Springsteen has played with since the 1970s?
The E Street Band.
Correct. All right, back around to Wayne. What was Bobby Fischer exceptionally good at?
Chess.
Chess is correct.
Football.
Alan, what river in northern India is the most sacred river to Hindus?
Northern India, most sacred. I don't know, the Urinal River. I don't know. I have no idea.
Ganges. Charlie, what country was the notorious drug lord Pablo Escobar from?
Colombia.
Correct. And Ray, what ingredients do people with celiac disease have to avoid in their diet?
Dog shit. No, gluten.
Gluten is correct.
Probably dog shit, too.
I would say most of us have to avoid that, yeah. All right, and we're back to Wayne. Does the Statue of Liberty hold the torch in her left or her right hand?
I'm going to say left.
Nope, her right hand.
All right.
You know, that was a question I got last week, And I said it wrong, too, so. You had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, how long did Sleeping Beauty sleep?
As long as she wanted to. I really don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know. 100 years?
100 years is correct.
Oh, okay.
Charlie, what popular cocktail contains rum, sugar, lime, club soda, and mint leaves? I love these. They're very good.
A daiquiri? I don't know.
Mojito?
Mojito is correct.
Mojito, okay.
Alrighty, and Ray, what horror film features a famous scene where a woman is stabbed while taking a shower?
Psycho.
Psycho is correct. Alright, Wayne, how many pieces does each player have at the start of a chess game?
20.
Nope, 16.
I wouldn't have known. I used to play chess all the time. I never...
8x8 square.
Yeah.
All right. Alan, what is a box for storing cigars called?
Humidor. There's one right here. Humidor.
Charlie, how many stomachs does a cow have?
4.
That is correct. And finally, Ray, how long does it typically take for an alarm to go off after the snooze button is hit?
10 minutes.
8.
9 minutes.
9 minutes?
Who says?
Every cock I've ever had had 9 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. I thought it was.
I think you know, these are. I think maybe like.
Did they do like a worldwide study of alarm clocks?
I don't know. And everybody's alarm clock is now their phone.
Yeah. Well, my iPhone is always going off on 8 minutes.
Really? Mine goes off on 9 minutes when I snooze it.
I think mine's 5 minutes. I don't know.
Stupid question.
It's a really weird question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Wayne, how long does it take for the moon to rotate around the Earth?
About 30 days.
Yeah. 1 month, 30 days. 29 and a half, to be precise, but yes. I will call 30 correct.
He didn't say 30. He said about 30, so he's correct.
About 30. It was correct.
Well, if you round up.
Yeah.
All right. Alan, did the southern states or the northern states oppose the slave trade?
Let's see. I'm going to say that would be the northern states. I don't know. The southern states. It's where all the slaves were at.
No, oppose.
Oh, oppose. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Ray. I guess it's the north.
Yes.
Since the word oppose is in there and I missed that.
Gotta listen to the question.
Ray. Yep.
All right, Charlie. The idea of zombies can be traced back to what religion?
Jesus, zombie Jesus.
Zombies, what religion?
Let me put it this way.
Voodoo.
There you go. Voodoo is
what
correct.
What about zombie Jesus?
Y'all
became a zombie? All right,
I watched the latest episode. What is that? Animated.
The Walking Dead?
No, animated cartoon that I don't like. But I watched it because everybody's talking. South Park. I watched the latest episode of South Park.
Oh, did you watch that with the devil and everything?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Donald Trump, yeah.
Oh, that was so good. And the art of the AI video at the end. Oh, my God.
I heard they had a talking penis in there.
How awesome was
yes.
that?
Yes.
And those guys have it. Some. Those guys have some balls to do that.
Well, even I understand this was on Alex's show last night that Paramount gave them a really huge amount of money for a 10-year contract or something.
Yes.
South Park, and so, and then they picked on Paramount Studios.
Right.
In it, too.
Because Paramount, Paramount and Skydance were trying to get a merger through. So Trump had sued.
Yep.
And they, even though he had no case at all,
right.
They settled.
Because of the 60 Minutes interview.
Yeah. And they settled. And then last week, they've said the Late Show is canceled.
Yeah,
as of May.
I thought it was against the Constitution to make money while you're president. I mean, to make money off of the position of this guy makes money left, right, and center.
Well, he's in Scotland right now making money on his golf course.
He is the only president in history to make billions of dollars in profits.
I mean, he's selling gold shoes and guitars.
Cryptocurrency,
yeah. A meme coin. The meme coin. He is taking emoluments from a foreign country.
Yes. He took that $400 million.
Lots of foreign countries.
Oh, yeah. $400 million jet. Yeah.
All the terrible things he's done already, and then they're making a big deal out of the Epstein thing. Which is, of course, terrible, but I mean, what about all the other, the people he's responsible for killing because he took away all the aid?
USAID.
What about that? I mean, that's times worse to me than the Epstein
stuff. That is
really
big in this country right now, that taking the medical and the food stamps away, that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
But if there's a silver lining to that, it's going to hit the red states in the South the hardest and the first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they'll just make an excuse, oh, I'll do it for Trump.
It'll hurt rural parts of everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely, yep. But it's going to hurt the red states
the most.
They
think it's, you know, the Republicans act like it's, you know, it's just those inner city folks that are, no, it's grandma in the nursing home.
Absolutely.
Yep. Medicaid is grandma in a nursing home. That's who's on Medicaid.
Yeah.
Both my kids are on Medicaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that money's going away probably. State of California announced they were going to pick up the cost of some of the food stamps and some of the Medicaid cases on a case-by-case basis. I think the governor said it last week or 2 weeks
ago. Well, fortunately, California has Medi-Cal, so it filters the Medicaid through Medi-Cal.
Right, but maybe Medi-Cal won't stop then.
I don't know. I mean,
have to fund it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's like the Affordable Care Act. California's version is called Covered California. But they still get money from the Affordable Care Act, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where are we?
What was the last one?
Zombies. I think we're on you, Ray. What color is the letter E in the Google logo?
Oh my God. Let's see. Let me think if I can remember this. I'd say blue.
Nope.
Oh, I don't know then.
It's red.
Red. Oh, okay.
Back to Wayne. How many legs does an ant have?
Ooh.
Six.
That is correct. Alan, what currency is used in Russia?
Ruble.
That is correct. Charlie, what do you call the nose of a horse?
Big.
The snout. I don't know.
The muzzle.
Muzzle,
Ray,
okay.
In what classic arcade game do you steer a figure gobbling dots and prizes while being chased by monsters named Blinky, Inky, Pinky, and Clyde?
Waka 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 bloop waka waka bloop waka 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 bloop bloop. Pac-Man.
That is correct. I used to love that game.
I used to sit in a bar, smoke a cigar, and dump quarters into that damn machine. They probably made a fortune off of me alone.
Yep. Well, there used to be a place in Carrollton that we'd take the kids to, and we had a couple of birthday parties there called Nickel Mania. And it had all of these old arcade games like Ms. Pac-Man and Centipede and Galaga, all those old ones. And they were either a nickel or a dime at the most, or some of them were free. And you could just get a roll of quarters, or I mean, a roll of nickels, and your kids would be entertained for hours.
Hours, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, now for 99 cents or $1.29, you can get it on an iPhone and use it indefinitely.
Yeah, but this was, you know, kids' party fun, and it was before everybody had those kind of.
Smartphones
weren't a thing yet when my kids were
little. It was a step up from Pong, that's for sure.
Pong is what I had.
I used to love Pong.
We had a Pong machine in our house.
We did too.
Well, we did too. My father got it and he clipped it to the antenna on the TV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you, whoop.
You know, that was the first. I live near the Computer History Museum and they have the first Pong. Pong machine there. It was in a bar in Sunnyvale.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's in there now. That's it looks cool. Just like the one that you would buy, except it has like a case around it that's, you know, makes it look like a big deal.
All right, Wayne. Who was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
I think it's Sinatra.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Alan, how many seconds are there in 1 hour?
60 times 60, I guess. I don't know. Charlie, you're the mathematician. Come on, tell me.
3,600.
See, all you have to do is go 6 times 6 is 36, and then add the two zeros to the end.
Oh, well. Thank God.
Yeah.
When I was in seventh grade math.
The only part of taking all those science courses I took was I hated math.
Mm. So I had a great middle school seventh grade math teacher who she created a math club and she'd take us to like UIL competitions and stuff. And I competed in Number Sense, which was doing math in your head.
Charlie just did that, and he didn't get an award.
And the other thing, on Facebook, on the Reels, it keeps showing me these little basic math equations.
Me too. So, and people always get them wrong. I'm like, don't they know, like, you do the multiplication first, and then and then if it says divided by 1/2, that means you multiply it times 2.
People
are so freaking... And like, I go through and I look, I'm not doing this anymore. There's too many freaking stupid people. Can't do regular math that I learned in freaking sixth grade. And these are adults. Jesus.
I can't help it. I stop every single time and work it out and then check the comments.
And there's so many wrong ones. Like, there are the right answer is like 1/10 of the answers. It makes me so mad. I can't stand it anymore. I don't even look. I just feel
and
like
people get
so
they get almost violent over. They think their answer is right.
I know.
Totally wrong.
But yes, I fall for it every time. I cannot stop myself, and so I shared it with that comment, and my friend Anne, who was also in math club in seventh grade with me with Ms. Parks, commented, Yes, I stopped and worked it out. Yes, Mrs. Park's math club was fun.
Well, you know, I got three calculators within arm's length of me. I got my iPad, my iPhone, and a little $5 calculator. But that would have taken too long.
That would have taken too long. Too much work. Pushing all those buttons.
All right, where are we? Okay, Charlie, how many strings does a violin have?
I know that. I used to play violin.
A violin, I believe, has four strings.
That is correct. Ray, who was the American financier who, after being convicted of fraud and money laundering, was sentenced to 150 years in prison in 2009?
Bernard Madoff.
That is correct. Yeah. Bernie Madoff with all the money. Okay, Wayne. What is the name of the Little Mermaid in the Disney movie of the same name?
Don't know.
The Little Mermaid?
I know.
Charlie?
I can't raise my hand. Sorry.
I don't have an answer, no.
Charlie?
Did you guess?
Go ahead,
Charlie.
Ariel.
Take the glory, Charlie. Take the glory.
Red-headed Ariel, yep.
When you have the chance, take the glory.
All right, Alan. How many lives is a cat said to have?
Oh, my God.
This is a math thing. Hold on a minute. I got to do this. Nine is the answer.
Charlie, what number is on the opposite side of the number 6 on a standard die?
I think it's a number 1.
That is correct. And Ray, what is the smallest breed of dog in the world?
Interesting. Well, I'll just say Chihuahua.
That is correct.
Okay. Although I think there are some dogs that can be bred smaller than a Chihuahua.
Yeah, those
but
are little
teacups.
But they're
versions of another breed.
Yeah.
Most of them are.
Yeah. All right, Wayne. What is a supernova?
Exploding star.
That is correct.
Alan. I thought it was a car with a V8 in it.
Alan.
That would have been correct.
It was a high-top Chevy.
Yeah. It came with 6 cylinders. And
I used to have a V8 Chevy Nova.
Yeah.
That thing was fast.
Yeah.
I also had a Chevy Caprice with a V8. That was like a cop car. I got in so much trouble with that car.
Okay. Bonus question.
That was the fastest car I ever had.
What is Nova Spanish for?
New? No.
No go.
Vagina?
No go.
Vagina?
No.
Oh, no go. No go. Yeah.
Nova.
Right. Nova.
No go. All right, Alan, how many chambers of the heart are there in the heart?
4.
4 is correct. Charlie, what is the name of the killer in the movie series Friday the 13th?
Oh, God. Oh.
No, it wasn't God.
No. I got it right on the tip of my tongue.
Starts with a J.
Okay. Well, thank you. That did it. It's Jason.
Jason is correct. Yeah. And Ray, who is the drummer of Motley Crue and father of 2 children with Pamela Anderson?
The guy with the giant schlong.
That leaves
name,
Trump out.
His name is, wait a second. I know his name. His name is Giant Schlong Man. It's on the tip of my tongue.
His schlong is on the tip of your tongue?
Wish. You wish. Damn it. I can't remember his name.
Tommy Lee.
Oh, we finally
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee. Yeah, I was going to say, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me?
All right, Wayne. Oh, no, we're out of time. We can't start a new card. Okay, well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you. It's always fun when there are more people. It's more, yes. The more people, the more fun. And so I really appreciate all y'all showing up tonight. Charlie, Alan, Wayne, and Ray, y'all have a good weekend. And,
oh, we don't wave on this show because we're not video.
Right.
That's Alan. Everybody out in Radio Land, Ray can't stop waving.
I'm waving like the queen now.
Yeah.
Hear me.
And remember, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so.
Thank you very much. We'll be here all night. Groove to the music.